This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Plus CBD by CV Sciences. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. They provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad of benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. Questions come to us via 877-726-8255. You can start dialing. You can pose your questions about anything in the realm of medicine or health, focusing on natural solutions, but also bringing in the high tech. We refer to that as intelligent medicine, the best of both worlds. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots of stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to take a look at how anger may increase susceptibility to misinformation. This, according to a psychological study, I call it a duh study. Also, we'll focus on the Mediterranean diet. What could possibly go wrong? It's a great diet, but what happens when it goes off the rails? 877-726-8255. And we'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. You know, amidst the boredom of lockdown, I gently dipped a toe back into basketball. I found basketball kind of demoralizing with two rather mediocre teams in New York. We had the Knicks, perennial losers. I've expended a lot of sadness and disappointment on behalf of the Knicks, my once favorite team. And then they were the scrappy emergent Brooklyn Nets. But this year, the Nets appear to be headed for a real chance at a championship with a powerhouse combination of players, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now with the addition of James Harden, they've got an incredible trio, also a lot of young, scrappy players. And it's been enjoyable to watch them. But recently, Kyrie Irving disappeared. He kind of went AWOL, and there were sort of unclear reasons for it. Now the truth has emerged. What happened was he missed five straight games since the beginning of the year due to what the team has termed, quote, personal reasons. And then it was revealed that the team ruled him out for, quote, health and safety protocols. You may recall that the NBA teams are performing in sort of a bubble. They're under lockdown, and they're urged to not have a lot of contact with folks outside the bubble because one sick player could trigger a chain reaction by which a lot of games could get canceled. And talk about lack of social distancing on that basketball court. There's a lot of physical contact, and one sick player with a highly transmissible virus, and you can imagine what havoc might ensue. So on Friday's injury report, the Nets ruled out Kyrie Irving for health and safety protocols. And then the truth emerged because late Monday night, videos surfaced of a maskless Kyrie Irving dancing at what appeared to be a birthday party for his sister. The NBA began investigating. They found him in violation of the league's COVID-19 health and safety protocols, which prohibit players from attending indoor social gatherings of 15 or more people, which he did in spades, and from entering bars, lounges, and clubs, which is tough for an NBA star, because what are you going to do with all those millions of dollars? You're a young dude in your 20s with newfound wealth, and you got to quarantine. It's pretty boring. Well, he's a star. He went out partying, and he's going to experience the consequences to the tune of a $50,000 fine. Oh, that's just a drop in the bucket, because Kyrie makes in excess of $33 million a year. But for each game he misses, it adds up. For just two games, imagine this, $816,898 of his salary will be docked because of his COVID-19 indiscretion. And let's start a GoFundMe for Kyrie Irving. I mean, come on, poor guy. You know, he's losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let's go Nets when hopefully all things normalize in a couple of weeks. They got a powerhouse team, and that'll provide us with some diversion during the lockdown. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Steve in Ohio. Welcome. How you doing?
Yeah. Hello, doctor. Hi. The November issue of the Harvard Health Letter mentioned the reason inflammation causes heart attacks. The inflammation eats away the fibrous cap of the plaque, and then the cap ruptures, causing blood clots. Have you ever heard of this interpretation, why inflammation causes heart attacks?
Well, that's at least partially right. Inflammation sets off a cascade of events that result in thickening of the blood. And this has to do somewhat with the platelets, and it has to do with you know, all the various substances that participate in blood clotting. And, of course, when you have COVID-19, you have inflammation throughout your body. And inflammation may occur at the level of the heart, on the interior linings of the blood vessels, the endothelium. And it's not an uncommon problem when people get sick with COVID-19 that they get strokes and heart attacks. I mean, part of it is just from the excess effort that an aging heart may have to undertake when you're experiencing a high fever and difficulty breathing. You know, it really puts a strain on your heart. I mean, there have been times when I've had ordinary flu and a temperature of 103, and I've felt my heart really pounding, because under those circumstances, your circulatory system really takes a lot of load, just pumping blood through the body at a very fast rate. So a young heart can tolerate that. An old heart might experience a heart attack. There's an article here that I'm going to reference. COVID-19's indirect toll on the heart. And they say here that 2020 was an unusual year for cardiovascular testing and deaths. Testing way down. Why? Because people are afraid to go to the doctor. So people with emerging heart problems, those heart problems may not be discovered. In addition, people who have heart symptoms, you know, maybe they've got chest pressure or pain or breathlessness, they tough it out at home. And sometimes to their detriment, they experience heart attacks, they may die. And so what they say is that cardiovascular mortality jumped when COVID-19 started surging in the country. And you compare statistics from prior years during the period in which COVID occurred in 2020, there were a lot more cardiovascular deaths. Now, you may say some of those may be due to COVID. You know, some people may have had, perhaps unbeknownst to them, they had COVID, it thickened their blood, it gave them heart attacks. But you could also attribute this to the toll of people who are under lockdown, can't go to the hospital, or afraid to go to the hospital, reluctant to get tested. And we're going to see long-term consequences of that going forward, because heart problems that emerged in 2020 may cause people to experience heart attacks or die in subsequent years because those problems simply weren't identified. So, you know, there really is a relationship between COVID-19, a direct and indirect relationship with cardiovascular disease. And it's going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of deaths, additional deaths due to COVID that may not even be actually caused by COVID itself. That may be the indirect consequences of COVID. All right. Well, thank you very much for that call. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine weekend program. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question this hour or next. And there's a pervasive anger in this country. And some people think for very good reasons it manifested itself in widespread demonstrations and protests erupting to violence over the summer and then culminated in the attack on the Capitol building just a couple of weeks ago. And there's also a lot of concern about fake news and people's susceptibility to misinformation from both sides of the equation. Fake news abounds, fake health news abounds. And there's an interesting psychological study on this that, to me, amounts to kind of a duh study. You know, many of you may have studied psychology in college. You took Psych 101, and you look at all the studies. And some of them were just obvious, you know, Captain Obvious. Yes, anger increases susceptibility to misinformation, according to a study. And they actually took experimental subjects, volunteers, and they looked at the effect of anger on acceptance of false details. Participants viewed an event, presumably on, you know, video screen, and then were presented with misinformation about it. Between each phase of the experiment, they performed the tasks that either induced anger or maintained a neutral mood. And guess what happened? Participants showed a greater susceptibility to false information when they were angry. Suggestibility for false details increased with anger when they inserted these erroneous details about the event that they originally viewed. So, pretty obvious conclusion that anger distorts one's interpretation of information and makes one more prey to misinformation. Under those circumstances, it's hard to think straight. And, you know, we're seeing real evidence of that on a day-to-day basis here in this country. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's take a call. Actually, yeah, let's that number available for recorded questions. We got a question about whether or not to take the COVID vaccine. Let's hear it.
I have been reluctant to take the COVID vaccine for many of the reasons that you had discussed on your show. However, I am now faced with the possibility of having to have a hernia operation. I have not received yet all of the test results. Therefore, I don't know if it's going to be an urgent matter, but it's possible that it might be. I am 68 years old, a female in good health, am not on any other medications than Armour Thyroid, 60 milligrams for hypothyroidism. I'm considering it only because of the possibility of having to be in an OR and in a hospital scenario. Thank you so much. I appreciate your thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, you know, let me just say that I'm not adamantly opposed to the vaccine. I just have some concerns about a vaccine that's been hastily rolled out. But COVID-19 is such a serious problem that it's a risk-benefit equation, and the benefits of getting protected, if in fact the protection is real, may outweigh the occasional side effects that people have or the potentially, you know, lack of 100% efficacy of the vaccine. So, that being said, you know, you're going to the hospital. Is the hospital a hot zone for transmission of the virus? Well, not necessarily, because the hospital's kind of divided these days into a COVID section and a non-COVID section, and they're pretty well segregated. And so healthcare workers who work, you know, in the area where they have elective surgeries do not have a particularly high risk of acquiring it or transmitting it. Nor do patients who are undergoing procedures. So it's not essential that you get it because you're going into a hospital. It's not like you're going through the emergency room portal where you're going to be admixed with patients who possibly have COVID-19. In order to get to the hospital for an elective procedure, you're going to have the standard blood test. Plus, you're probably going to have tests to make sure that you don't have COVID-19. So you'll be tested very, very carefully. You can get the vaccine. It's going to be available probably for your age group by the time you have your elective surgery. And you may want to opt for it to get additional protection, not just in the hospital, but, you know, outside the hospital where it's even more likely that you'll acquire COVID-19. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're going to take a look at the benefits of kiwi fruit consumption for your microbiome, particularly when it concerns constipation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And let's talk a little bit about kiwi for constipation. Some of my patients have remarked that one of the most incredible things that I've done for them is to recommend that they take a product called Flowey. P-H-L-O-E, for their constipation. They tried all kinds of things for their constipation, but merely by taking a couple of capsules a day of this, which is not it's not per se a laxative. It's not like X-lax. It's not addictive. It's simply a concentrated extract of kiwi fruit. And kiwi fruit works not simply as a fiber, because you have to take an awful lot of fiber, you know, like tablespoons and tablespoons of Metamucil to help you go to the bathroom. It's not so much a sponge-like fiber that pulls water into your intestine and helps you go to the bathroom. It changes the composition of your microbiome, the balance of bacteria that are found in your intestinal tract. And that appears to be a property unique to kiwi, a fruit that comes from New Zealand. So when you order Flowey, you go to a website and it comes to you direct from New Zealand, the kiwi country. There's an article here that talks about how kiwi works to support patients suffering from constipation, but also may have more pervasive impact on the health, not just of the gastrointestinal tract, but overall health. And in this study, they gave kiwi capsules to individuals, and then using breakthrough techniques, gene sequencing, high-throughput analysis, they analyzed their fecal bacterial content. And what they found is that just by taking a couple of capsules a day of kiwi, there were profound changes in the balance of bacteria in their intestinal tract. Now, an important player is something called Fecalobacterium prausnitzii. Don't try to spell it, but low amounts of Fecalobacterium prausnitzii have been associated with a range of intestinal disorders, including irritable bowel syndrome, allergy, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease among them, and even diabetes and metabolic syndrome, okay? Because the contents of your intestinal tract have effects outside your intestinal tract. There are metabolic consequences to what's called dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in the bacteria in your intestine. People who are sick, obese, often have not enough Fecalobacterium prausnitzii. It's thought to be a real star. The problem is, you might say, well, let's make a probiotic that contains Fecalobacterium prausnitzii. I mean, we have lactobacillus, we have bifidobacteria, we have, you know, various types of probiotics. Why don't we just put it in a capsule and give it to people? Well, it doesn't work. Unfortunately, Fecalobacterium prausnitzii is very delicate when exposed to air. It breaks down, and it's hard to administer it as a probiotic. That would be like the holy grail of probiotic innovation, is to deliver Fecalobacterium prausnitzii in a form that survives passage into your digestive tract, and then it takes hold and starts to proliferate. So how do you make it grow? Well, you can give a prebiotic like kiwi extract, which tends to favor its proliferation in your gut. So if you don't have enough, take kiwi, and the kiwi will feed what you have, because we all have a little bit, maybe not enough, and then it'll start to come back to its normal levels and affect a variety of things in your body, because it turns out that fecal bacteria Prausnitzii helps you make butyrate, and butyrate is important for as a mediator of inflammation. It has to do with inflammatory cytokines and blood markers that have to do with tissue damage. So here's the punchline on this. Is it turns out in COVID-19, it makes a difference. Gut microbe composition reflects disease severity and dysfunctional immune responses in patients with COVID-19. It's a study of the poop of patients with COVID-19. And it turns out if you've got a good balance in your intestinal tract, you may be more resilient in the face of COVID-19. You're not going to be immune, but you may have a milder case. They conclude that bolstering of beneficial gut species depleted in COVID-19 could serve as a novel avenue to mitigate severe disease. I'm quoting, underscoring importance of managing patients' gut microbiota during and after COVID-19. So, you know, we take all kinds of things. We take zinc and vitamin D and, you know, various immune support nutrients. Taking prebiotics that help the balance of bacteria in your intestinal tract may have an impact. So, one of the ways, and you know, like from a practical standpoint, a very large percent of our listeners probably suffer from intermittent constipation, and it's worth a try of kiwi capsules. So go there, go to the Flowe website, PHLOE, check it out. Also, you can get on Fullscript, which many of you subscribe to because you're listeners to this program. That's our store that offers supplements to patients online. And the product that fulfills these requirements is called Mega Prebiotic. It contains Actazin and Levo, which are kiwi fruit supplements that were demonstrated in this recent study to have a positive impact on fecal microbial composition and support Fecalobacterium Prausnitzii. I have no idea where that name comes from. I think the name of some dude who discovered them. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's talk to Dave in Wisconsin. How you doing?
It's fine, doctor. I'm a veteran, and I'm 91, and I just heard recently that there's another virus. Are we going to keep going like there is so many viruses for flu?
Yeah, well, it sounds like the viruses are sort of queuing up, waiting for us. By the way, thank you for your service. When they talk about another virus coming along, what they're talking about are variants of COVID-19. And so far, we've demonstrated that one variant is not more serious or dangerous. It's just more transmissible. It's easier to catch it. There are some rumblings from South Africa that there may be a more virulent one. Virulence means it's more dangerous, but that's not really been borne out in recent investigations. We have to keep an eye on that one. This happens with viruses. That's why the flu shot is less effective than intended, because we take aim and pull the trigger with a vaccine, and then the vaccine is distributed, and 6 months later, the flu virus that arrives has mutated, and so we're slightly off target in terms of the protection that it confers. The same thing may happen with the coronavirus. It may mutate. It may ultimately evade the protection that the vaccine confers. But so far, the way the vaccines have been developed, there's something called a spike protein, which seems to be common to all coronaviruses, and that's the target of many of these vaccines. And unless there are major alterations in the spike protein, it's probable that the vaccine will confer protection for at least the foreseeable future. So, yeah, I mean, look, we've got the potential for future plagues. This may just be a fire drill, a warning shot over a bow, because there could be even more dangerous pathogens lurking on the periphery, ready to infiltrate human civilization. And, you know, we got to come up with better and more supple responses than we did for COVID-19. But one of the things about COVID-19 is it's really sped vaccine development and our better understanding of what goes into protecting our populace. And I think we've taken some major missteps in terms of our management of COVID-19, but hopefully we'll learn from our mistakes. So thank you for your service, sir, and congratulations on your longevity. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me remind you that when we're talking about inflammation, there's a suite of bio-omega fish oil products from Biotics Research that offer the highest quality of vital omega-3s. Bio-omega fish oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. And part of what sets bio-omega fish oil apart is that they offer multiple formulations to suit your individual needs. 1,000 milligram or 500 milligram soft gel capsules, and an easy liquid formula for those who struggle with swallowing big pills. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for bio omega fish oil. Those are, in my opinion, among the highest quality supplements that deliver the benefits of vital omega-3s. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take a look at the Mediterranean diet. What could possibly go wrong? It's the number one choice of U.S. News and World Report's top diet. What could possibly be wrong with that? This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And Mediterranean diets associated with later onset of Parkinson's disease. We'll take a look at that in just a moment. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a call from Larry. Is it Larry in Brooklyn? How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a quick question about probiotics.
Yeah.
The type I take come in a bottle, you know, regular capsules.
Yeah,
but I was just reading something that said if they don't come in an air-sealed package like Dr. O'Hara's,
yeah,
then they're totally worthless. And I'd like to know your opinion,
right,
because I want to know if I'm wasting my time and money on capsules.
Well, no, you, look, I'm a big fan of Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, and they come in blister packs, which are, and, you know, they're encapsulated, so they're not a powder exposed to the air. But, you know, it's true that exposure to air, you know, eventually and passage of time will cause probiotics to be less potent. But it's not 100%, you know, so the claim that probiotics are utterly worthless when they're not vacuum sealed is a false claim. But, you know, what I was referring to earlier is that certain probiotics, like this valuable Faecalibacter prausnitzii, are very sensitive to air, and therefore they're not even offered as probiotic supplements because they'd be worthless. They, you know, oxygen degrades them very rapidly. The problem is there are what are called anaerobic bacteria that are actually very valuable, which are bacteria that live. It's kind of like, you know, they talk about life on other planets, like how can life on other planets exist without oxygen? Well, but, you know, life exists within us without oxygen in the form of anaerobic bacteria that live within our intestine where oxygen supplies are limited. And they flourish there, but they don't do well when exposed to oxygen. And so the goal is to not just take probiotics, which will seed the intestinal tract and grow there, but also to take prebiotics and follow a diet that fosters the proliferation of good bacteria, some of which you can't even take as probiotics. I mean, that's, we got to crack the code on how to administer those, because so far, hey, you know, that's the holy grail. It's like, let's give all those really good probiotics that attack disease and prevent metabolic syndrome and reverse obesity, support immunity. But some of them just are not deliverable in pill form with present technology. So there you have it. Dr. Harris are one of our good sponsors. We're big fans. All right. This item has to do with the Mediterranean diet. And researchers have found that Mediterranean diets are associated with later onset of Parkinson's disease. That's pretty cool. How much? A year or two? Whoa. They found that close adherence to Mediterranean diet coincided with a later onset of Parkinson's disease in women of up to 17.4 years, and in men, a little less so, 8.4 years. I'll take that. 8 years is a lot of protection. And they conclude, based on this, that, you know, we really need to look at diet as a potential strategy against Parkinson's disease. The reason being that we don't have a lot of really good strategies against Parkinson's disease. We can ameliorate its symptoms, but we can't prevent it. We can't fix it. So let's not ignore diet as part of the armamentarium. But Mediterranean diet, and I'll comment about that on in a newsletter article coming up next week. What's not to like? Well, the problem is that the ideal Mediterranean diet is in the eye of the beholder. Some people cite the Mediterranean diet as evidence that we should be on a, you know, plant-based or quasi-vegan diet. But actually, Mediterranean peoples were very healthy, consume animal protein. They consume a lot of pork in Spain, lamb in Turkey and Greece, and in the south of France, pâté de foie. And so lots of full-fat yogurt, butter as well is included in the diet. So to claim it's an ultra-low-fat diet is spurious. Plus, Mediterranean diet as interpreted in the U.S. may include a lot of refined carbohydrates. Pasta is relatively limited in the traditional Mediterranean diet, and pizza virtually non-existent. That's an Americanization of Italian food. And, you know, it's convenient, it's filling, and we can watch it during our football games, but not real popular in traditional rural villages, what remains of those in the Mediterranean area. And Mediterranean diet is kind of an endangered species. It's really not fully adhered to in most countries. There's been a big infiltration of Western foods, fast foods, convenience foods in lots of these countries like Spain, Italy, Greece, and so on. And there's an increased incidence of what was virtually unheard of, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease in those formerly protected countries. So Mediterranean diet, yes, lots of olive oil, yes, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, spices, garlic, etc. All those things are attributes of the Mediterranean diet. But to cite the Mediterranean diet as an argument for having a lot of pasta and going to the Olive Garden restaurant, ordering a big tiramisu or fried Italian donuts, that's not going to deliver the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can call after hours on the program and record a question. We'll take some of those questions in our next hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.